Charge. Today we're going to talk about how Zach LaVine continues to deceive Bulls Nation. I have been leading the charge that Zach LaVine, while talented, is overrated. I've been saying that he's really good, he's a really good scorer, but he's not a great player. And I've said if LaVine is your best player, then you're not going to succeed at a high level. Bulls Nation, I'm here to tell you this. Zach LaVine is not the player you think he is. He's been deceiving you. It's not intentional. Zach LaVine seems like a quality guy and a guy that cares about the game. And he's gotten more consistent every season he's played and is making strides. From last season, he's basically almost 25-4-4. Less than a steal. 48% from the field, 37% from three, 84% from the free throw line. All pretty good numbers. We all agree he's a pretty good scorer. But those rebounds, those assists, and those steals and those blocks, that's where you see the difference between Zach LaVine as a difference maker and other people in the league. A video describing this unwritten line for perimeter players. And basically I said, if a perimeter guy gets you 20 plus points, but gets you less than 5 rebounds or 5 assists, then that puts him in a tier just below those top tier guys. Zach LaVine has always approached that line, but he's never been able to cross it. I think the 2021-2022 season was his best yet, and he averaged 27.5, but 4.9 assists. And you're saying, oh, Brandon, that's crazy, that 0.1 matters? It does matter, because when you look at the raw numbers, that's the line that separates the Kobe's, the LeBron's, the Jordan's, the Steph Curry's, from guys like Vince Carter, Michael Redd, Ray Allen, Reggie Miller. Are these great players? Yeah, these are great players. They were all-stars. They all made all-star teams. Most of them are Hall of Famers. But if they're your best player, there's a clear ceiling, and it's lower than the more elite perimeter guys. These guys were not those kind of players that could drag you to the next level if you didn't have the right stuff around them. It also matters that he's only a two-time all-star. He's been in the league, what, this is year 10 he's coming up on? That the rest of the league and the fans looked at the landscape of the league and they decided he wasn't one of the 12 best players in the East. I'm only talking about Chicago. He wasn't good enough in Minnesota yet. Also, let's just go ahead and throw it out there. One playoff appearance his entire career. 4 whole games, 0 wins. And guess what? He was 19-6-5 on 42% shooting. Not great numbers. It matters that he hasn't been able to elevate his teams to the next level. Isn't that what the greats do? Bulls beat reporter Casey Johnson has used the term, quote, franchise cornerstone when discussing LaVine. That's how Gar and Pax viewed him. And clearly, Arturs Karnosovas and Mark Eversley feel similarly, or he would have been moved by now. But given his production and his lack of overall success, it appears that Bulls management sees him as something that he's not. Is this all of this on him? No. The Timberwolves are notorious for their incompetence. But he was paired with Tom Thibodeau, who basically brought wins with him wherever he goes. The Bulls did put some maligned pieces around him, but history's not going to be kind to LaVine in hindsight now that Lauri Markkanen has become an all-star in Utah, and Wendell Carter Jr. looks like a quality big man after floundering while flanking to LaVine. Kobe White's been showing flashes as well. To say LaVine has been without help is somewhat misleading, but it's also rare for great players to be in such abominable situations and not drag the team to some semblance of relevancy. I mean, back in the 80s, I mean, clearly it's Michael Jordan, but he played with some guys named Dave Corzine and Kyle Macy and some people that you probably never heard of. And they made the playoffs. At some point, it's just fair to wonder if maximizing LaVine becomes a detriment to the entire team. And that's what we have to think about as we move forward, as the Bulls start to plan for the future. But don't tell Bulls Nation. There's a lot of people that are still under this misguided notion that Zach LaVine is going to lead us to the promised land. LaVine is going to be 29 in March. I touched on this while debating LeBron and Jordan back in 2012, and the trend continues to this day. But these guys that come out of high school, or they were one and done, they seem to have similar breaking points around 28 to 30 years old. Look at the guys on the screen. Jermaine O'Neal, Tracy McGrady, Kevin Garnett, and even Kobe. You remember when he went to Germany into that blood platelet thing? Or recently, John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, even Kevin Durant. It's always the knee or the back. We literally have maybe seen the best that we're going to see of Zach LaVine. And given his history of knee injuries, and if this is his best, it just simply wasn't good enough. I know he's a hard worker. And I remember when he came to Chicago, some guy from Podunk, Minnesota, that works for ESPN was tweeting at me and telling me how much I'd love the effort he puts in. That's great. I like to see that from any player. But just because a guy works his tail off doesn't mean he has a limitless ceiling. I remember when Tony Snell came to the league. And I remember Bulls media talking about how hard he worked and how much he was in the gym. And a lot of people just assumed he was going to be another diamond in the rough that Garpax drafted, and he would evolve into an all-star like Jimmy Butler. Well, Snell worked hard and has been a career rotation player, and I think he's out of the league at this point. That's it. That was his ceiling. LaVine is a hard worker, but this may just be all that he is, and that's okay. But to me, it's definitive that LaVine is not in that upper echelon of NBA players. And so he's in that middle tier of guys you want on your team and could be a second fiddle, but you can't build around them or you won't be very good. And that's what we're seeing in Chicago. And that's where the Bulls are. They're stuck. Stuck with an overrated asset with a bloated contract. Other teams in this situation have to attach other assets to that contract to move it. But AK and Eversley have emptied the Bulls' cupboard. They'll either have to give up LaVine for ridiculously cheap or ride it out. Either way, if LaVine is the Bulls' best player, great things are not on the horizon. We're stuck, and at this point, we're in basketball hell for the time being. Thank you for watching. I hope you connect with the Bulls Charge on social media. You can see our information there. Also, make sure to hit subscribe and look for future content from us.